My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele holding down everything behind the scenes, making sure we rock and roll at 545. We'll have on with us today Tim Rebo in our Thibodaux Regional Medical Center Nichols head football coach segment. And so instead of triple option, we'll have Coach Rebo, who was good enough to kind of rearrange his schedule to do that for us. A little after 4:30 this afternoon, Danny Cannell, former Florida State quarterback, also with the New York Giants, and now is a college football analyst for CBS Sports, will be on with us to talk college football, a little bit of NFL, and as usual at 5:20, Brad Evans with Odyssey Sports will be on with us to give us his top bets for the week. Before we talk a little bit about sports, want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the people out in the Florida area. We've been through this before, and they're dealing with something that's really a dangerous situation. And we've seen what's happened to Milton over the last few days and blow up into a Category 5. It's now a 3. But you're talking about a storm that has 120-mile-an-hour sustained winds, 150 gusts. That is really something to have to deal with. And also the storm surge anywhere from 8, 12 feet. That's really dangerous in that area. So, man, our thoughts and prayers go to the people there. We've been through this before. Having lived on the bayou all my life, understand what's happened there. I talked to a number of people there, and we've actually got a couple people that worked in the New Orleans area, Baton Rouge area, that are in Tampa today, not covering sports anymore. They're covering news because of what's happened there with Hurricane Milton. Numerous tornado warnings in the area also that spawns up when you have a hurricane of this dimension. So our thoughts and prayers are with the people out in Florida, and it's going to be a difficult night for them. So we're thinking about them and praying for them. The Saints practice session today was delayed a little bit, so we don't have an injury report or anything from Coach Dennis Allen. It'll probably be after 4:30 for it, but we'll give you that information when it comes across with the injury situation. And certainly if he makes any announcement, I'd be surprised a little bit if he did on saying who's going to be my starting quarterback. I know if it's fans voting, I know who it is. Everywhere I went today, it's our time to see Spencer Rattler. We'll see if that is the decision made by Dennis Allen, or does he go with Jay Kaner? And I wouldn't be surprised you see both of them sometime or another over the next couple weeks on what happens here. Offensive line issues, not being able to run the football. But the starting quarterback, everywhere I went today, including when I entered the building, everybody was, what's going to happen today? Is he going to make the decision? I'd be surprised if he made an announcement today about the starting quarterbacks. But I know if I was in his spot, I wouldn't say anything until I got to about who's going to be my starting quarterback. If it's a fan's vote, it would be an overwhelming win for Spencer Rattler. Earlier this morning, Tommy Tucker on the morning show had on Dr. David Elias from Ortho LA, and he explained about the oblique injury. And so we'll go to that clip of Dr. Elias explaining the injury that happened to Derek Carr.
Let's talk about the obliques. What are they? When we hear about oblique injury, I don't think people really know what that is.
Well, it's definitely a strange injury, but you do see it in football players and other sports, and it's really not even an orthopedic injury. The oblique muscles are basically the muscles over your abdomen, over your stomach, and you have two of them, the internal oblique and external oblique. And just like any muscle in your arm or leg, it attaches bone to bone. So these muscles attach from your rib cage, and they go down and attach to your pelvis. So you have two on each side. And like any strain, you can tear the muscle at the muscle belly or at the tendon junction, which is what attaches the muscle to the bone. So it's really no way to know where he sprained or tore the muscle. The most common way to have this happen, there's two ways. Really, it can be direct contact, get hit with a helmet, or it can be a sudden twisting motion where the muscle just, you forcefully contract the abdomen muscle and it tears. So I think that's probably what we're seeing here.
Yeah, he said it wasn't a hit. Derek Carr did in the press conference after that. It was the motion. Is this the same as the core, doctor? Is that what you're talking about or not?
Yeah, I mean, the core, your core is your abdominal muscles. So there's other muscles, but when they talk about the oblique strain, those are kind of the muscles that run on your right side and left side, again, attached from your rib to your pelvis. You know, the good news is it's a non-operative injury, and, you know, across the board, the average oblique injury is usually back in 4 to 5 weeks, and you really just treat it with anti-inflammatories, therapy, and rest.
That was Dr. David Elias from OrthoLA, not knowing the complete part of the injury itself, but giving you an outlay of exactly what he's thinking of and how much time that Derek Carr could potentially miss. We always know that, you know, I know in having David on, he always sort of gives the high side and sort of hopes that it's a little bit quicker than that. So the 4 weeks, it could be a 3 week injury, talked about possibly five, it could be four. So, thank Dr. Elias for joining us on our early morning show with Tommy Tucker this morning.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.